Friday 3-29-2024.
This is the road to nationwide.
Warning. Node 1195, the Roadkill Nationwide, is not yet connected.
I clock.
Warning, node 1195, the Roadkill Nationwide, is not yet connected.
This is WRNS 719. Okay, Bernie, you can hear me. I can hear myself. Cool. Awesome. So, anybody else listening on the Roadkill right now, I dumped the Supermon page. So, if you hear us connected, you're connected. If you don't hear us connected, you're not connected. We're going to keep the Supermon page off for a little while to let it cool down. Right now, it's kind of the net hour, and this happens every Friday. For some odd reason. So we're going to leave the Supermon page off, at least for most of the evening. So party on and check your own connections on your Supermon, on your own personal Supermon to see if you're connected to Roadkill. And have fun conversing, and sorry about the Supermon issue. It's WRNS 719. I'll be off to the side. This is WRNS 719. Just checking to see if the 1196 is connected to the 1195, and it is. And I'm going to turn off the status page now that everything's got connected.
This is WRXN 291. Doing a test, seeing that the 1196 is still connected in the 1195. We're just doing a test there, guys, and then we're going to take down the status page and let traffic flow again. So everybody hang in there.
This is WRNF 719, letting people know. So we're back connected, the 1196, 1197, looks like everything's kind of back in connection with the exception of the Supermon. The Supermon is going to remain off for about an hour, hour and a half or so, however long you need to be to keep it so it keeps connections going. So open up your own status pages if you can, just to see if you're connected into the 1195 or whatnot. And, use your own Supermons and DTMF in or out, wherever you want to do. And we'll play it by ear. So happy Friday, everybody. And party on. This is WRNS 719.
WRXD 297, Dave in West Houston, Texas. Well, we were going to try to just have an informal, spontaneous roundtable, and so it's up to all the operators on frequency, and yeah, we'll just see what happens, and see if we can have a lively conversation for maybe an hour. And this is not an official net. This is just a round table, and encouraging all operators to come in when appropriate. And yeah, let's just visit. Let's, like BJ said, let's party on. So I'll start with Toby in Belton, Texas. Toby, are you out there?
Yes, sir, I am out here, and first time on the informal net. Good evening to everybody, and WRAL 242, Toby here in Belton, Texas. Everything's good. I got my antenna, well, one of them up on the top of the tower. The wife helped me run the cable through the house, and I'm in my little radio room right now. First contact on my desktop repeater, or my desktop Motorola here, so that's good. And if anybody has a tough book touch screen they want to sell, I am in the market. WRAL 242.
Yeah, hey, roger that, Toby. Toby, what do you like about the Roadkill Network?
Well, I've been in GMRS for an awful long time, and I invested in a couple of repeaters and then brought in one of my technical friends, and he kind of invested his time and money, and we never could get too many people on it, but the local people said it was just no fun because there's nobody on it. So once we linked up to the Roadkill Network, man, I'll tell you, the whole area came alive. I've seen more local people get on GMRS than on ham radio here. So that says something. Very friendly, very family-oriented. The conversations are anything from technical to just saying hi. So I think that's just really nice.
Yeah, hey, roger that, Toby. Okay, I don't want to be a hog here. So, Toby, I'm thinking, why don't you call out for somebody, talk with them a little bit, and then they can call out for somebody. And we'll see how that goes. This is kind of new, and, yeah, so let's try that, and I'll back out of here. WRXD 297.
Quick comment.
Is up there, I think it's 977, or I think it's 977, I forget. Real good buddy, right? Anyway, Hal, are you listening up there in Lampasas? WRAL 242.
Roger that, WRXW 977 here.
Well, good evening to you, sir. Just saying hi from all the way over here in Belton. And just to let you know, we got a top round being sliced up and turned into beef jerky with the special Bubba seasoning, and we're going to have a couple bags up to you for the weekend.
Well, I think pretty much that, and yeah, we'll discuss the dinner plans also. Hey, let me just do a real shout out about the Roadkill real quick. I think that was the theme earlier. I just got into GMRS in the fall of last year and met you back then, and everything's kind of spiraled out of control on my end of the world over here. I'm going to have to pause and let my radio shut up. Anyway, everybody in this community has been so accepting, so helpful. You being the main one that has gotten me where I am in it, and I want to say thank you. I appreciate you and your expertise, and all the guys at Roadkill. I mean, you know, Burl and all the gang, really. And just thanks for being there for us all. and keeping this thing running, because it truly is not boring. It's fun, it's educational, and it means a lot to me.
And that's fantastic. That's just great. Yep, and kudos. All righty, we'll go ahead and shout out for somebody if you want to and continue the round table. I'm going to go in and get some fantastic iced tea my wife made and probably sit down and watch a little TV with her before we get sleepy. WRAL 242, Toby in Belton, Texas.
Yeah, thank you very much, Toby, for the shout-out, and things just wouldn't be right if we didn't get Huntsville Steve on here, WRXV 609. Steve, if you're out there, your turn to chime in, bud.
I think Steve's on DV Switch, isn't he? Because DV Switch is not connected.
Oh, yeah, that is correct. Well, I don't know. Just someone that's on an HT or doing RF to a repeater, just jump in there because I'm not really sure and I don't know who all's got what out there.
Break.
Go ahead, break. You got it.
Thank you, sir. A lot of voices I haven't heard before. My name is Al Alpha Lima, WSAV 797. I'm very new here. Definitely love the platform and everything is awesome. But this message is for WRAL 242 Toby. He had mentioned he was in the market for a touchscreen. I have a laptop here that's been sitting for a while. I was going to trade it and it's just sat there. But I need to take it into a computer place and have everything dumped and erased before I can sell it. But it's a decent piece of equipment, and if he is listening right now, and if anyone else is ready, I can give my email address for him, and then we can contact and do it that way.
I am listening. I'll jump in. I was just getting ready to walk out the door when you said that. Yeah, go ahead, Hal, if you'll give my email address real quick. Well, it's easy. It's Toby at... FroyRadio.net, and just send me an email, and indefinitely, yeah, I'm just looking for something I can run around and program radios, and if I drop it, I don't have to cry. WRAL 242.
Toby, I caught Toby at, and then there was a loud hiss, and I couldn't hear anything. Please resend that email address.
Yeah, that's Toby at... TroyRadio.net, TroyRadio.net.
Roger that. Look for a message from an Al Handyman at Proton.me, and I'll send that off to you right now. And WSAZ 797, I'm back quiet.
Okay, 10-4, thank you.
Okay, Dave, is it still me trying to hand off, or is it going to take it from there?
Yeah, Al, I'll take it from here and see if we can get it going again. And thank you for participating. And, yeah, this is all brand new. Just seeing if we can keep some conversation going and get a lot of operators in. And appreciate it, Hal. WRXD 297, Dave in West Houston. And let's see there. I don't know. Bernie, 291, Gretna, are you out there, Bernie?
I'm going to interrupt real quick. Message from Kirby. He is on his way home, and he can't get on the net right now, so he says, can you guys please stand by for him?
Yeah, roger that, absolutely. Okay, how about Ezra? Ezra, I think 618, I believe. Ezra, you out there, man?
Guys, are you guys just taking check-ins or what?
Yeah, we're kind of trying something new. It's unofficial roundtable. And come on back to me. Give me your name and call sign. And, yeah, you'll work perfect. Come on in.
Okay, the name here is Paul, Papa Alpha Uniform Lima, and I'm not too far from Tobin. I'm in the same area, in a little town called Moody, Texas. Anyway, call sign is WRZB, Zulu Bravo, 624.
Yeah, hey, roger that, Paul. And I guess the basic question is, unless you have something else you'd like to talk about, is what do you like about the Roadkill Nationwide Network?
Oh, I think it's great, man. It really is. I've been told in the old days it wasn't like this. It was not linked up through the Internet nationally there. And, heck, I can talk to a guy in New York, Michigan, Louisiana, New Mexico, you name it. It is a super system. The Roadkill system works really good. I really like it. Appreciate it. WRZB 624.
Yeah, roger that, Paul. Thank you. Appreciate that. And let's go up to Alaska, to Dave in Alaska. Are you listening, Dave?
WRVT in 44. I'm still here, but I'm not going to be able to match up to the words that come out of the other chat there. I'm new too, but I'm really really enjoying the Roadkill. There's a lot out there, a lot to learn and a lot of enjoyment.
Yeah, roger that, Dave. And you do know a lot about Alaska. Why don't you tell us if anyone's interested in coming to Alaska? Why don't you name a couple of things that we definitely should see if we ever are lucky enough to come to go to Alaska?
Well, I guess I'm gonna have to think for a minute. Of course, there's the tallest mountain in North America. It's been renamed in the past 2 years. I'm not sure what it's called now, McKinley, or anyway, of course there's the fishing. When they're running, the salmon, if you're after salmon, they only, they run when they run, which is here locally is twice a year, so coming up soon. And I don't know. There's a lot. There's a lot of outdoor recreation, skiing, dog sledding, hunting. It's just I guess depending on what your interests are.
Yeah, roger that. And I think probably just the natural beauty of Alaska, probably I guess the most unspoiled, protected area of land in America. And we see it in documentaries, we see it on television, and a beautiful, beautiful place. Okay there, Dave, do you want to call out for somebody where you can ask them a question or whatnot, and then they can call out for someone, or do you want me to call out for someone? It's up to you.
Well, sir, you're doing such a good job, and I'm kind of awkward at these type of things, so I would really be glad if you just took that job and took over. WRVD, 244.
Yeah, roger that, and thank you for coming in and for sharing with us. Man, it's always, I love it when you come in and talk. So anyways, Harold in New Jersey. Are you out there, Harold? Okay, let's move over to Robbie, 511 in Buffalo, New York. How about you, Robbie? Are you listening?
Yeah, WRWP 511, Cowboy Robbie in Buffalo, New York. Yes, I'm always listening.
Yeah, hey there, Robbie. Tell me something interesting or what's going on in your life, or you can tell me what you like about the Roadkill Network. So it's up to you, sir. And then if you want to call out for someone when you're finished and try to keep the chain going, you're welcome to do that, or I can try to call out for some more people. So that's how we're trying to do it, and see if we can keep this thing going another 30 minutes or so. So over to you there, Mr. Robbie.
Well, 10-4, copy that. Well, I don't have anything really interesting going on, just a slow day. So, I guess I'll speak about the Roadkill. I personally love Roadkill because, that sounds kind of funny, but I love Roadkill Network because I'm from Texas, so in order for me to be able to stay connected with pretty much Texas and everywhere else, I'm connected with the Roadkill through my notes. So that allows me to stay connected in Buffalo while I'm here. Plus, being connected to Roadkill, I get to be connected to all other places and people that on Roadkill talking. So I get to talk all over and have fun with it. And this is a very, very good system.
Yeah, roger that. The ability to be linked all across America is amazing. I don't know, man. I don't know if there's even any, you know, ham networks that are linked as well as we are. And, you know, I have no idea, but I don't think so. So anything else, Robbie? Would you like to call out for somebody and then they can pass it on? Or would you like for me to call out for someone? So I'll leave that up to you.
Well, that's about it. Like I said, only other interesting thing I have is just buying radios. But that's about it. You know how interesting that is. And I'll let you call out. I'll let you call out for somebody and see how it goes. But I definitely appreciate being a part of this.
Yeah, roger that. I appreciate you coming in, Robbie. Means a lot. All right, let's go down to Florida and all the way from Buffalo, New York to Florida. And I'm going to call out for Dennis in Seminole, Florida. Dennis, are you listening?
Yeah, I'll give this DV switch a try. Is that working?
It sure is, Dennis. You sound pretty good there. And we're doing an informal roundtable. We're trying to keep the conversation going for, you know, 45 minutes or an hour if we can. And, yeah, it's an unofficial informal roundtable. And so the question tonight is, what do you like about the Roadkill Nationwide Network?
Well, I guess the number one thing I've noticed is how friendly everybody is. And I feel like I got a whole bunch of new friends out there. And it's just kind of nice. There's a bunch in the mornings, usually. And then later on in the daytime, there's more people, so it's just kind of fun to listen to. And once in a while, I get to chime in a little bit. And so I'm looking forward to when I get back home in Wisconsin to see if I can make some more connections up there, too. So, yeah, it's just been fun. I've been doing this, right, I think it might be going on about 3 months now. And I'm just really enjoying it.
Learning a lot.
So I'm learning little bits here and there, and gives me something to do in my spare time. So that's about all I can think of right now off the top of my head. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, Roger that there, Dennis. Sorry for putting you on the spot, but yeah, you're a great addition to the family, to the community. You're a real gentleman and a lot of fun to visit with. So yeah, I appreciate that. And would you like to call out for somebody and you could ask them a question and then they could pass it on, or do you want me to call out for the next person?
Well, I guess I would call out for Kirby, but it doesn't sound like he might not be available yet. And I always get a chance to talk to Steve in Houston, but I don't know, Steve, are you out there?
WRZT715 is listening.
All right, Kirby, tell us something interesting.
Yeah, I was listening. I couldn't transmit, but I could hear y'all, so.
WRXD 297, Dave in West Houston. All right there, Kirby. Now, you got to come in and tell us what you like about the Roadkill Nationwide Network. Thank you there, Dennis. And Kirby, come on in.
WRZT 715, Kirby from Hammond, Louisiana. Finally home. What I like most about it? Well, I like the people, like I think somebody else said in there, and I appreciate everybody being so welcoming to the females on here. And like I wanted to say, Shannon is out to help anybody, like if you need any help getting, you know, your significant other, what have you, on there. She's very friendly. She worked with them. She'll call them, just like I will. But I really appreciate everybody, especially Al, Steve, Ezra, Dave, of course, and Dennis. Thank you, Dennis. And Hal, and my land passes, people, and Toby, and all them, and Beryl, and admin team, and even Bernie. But I really appreciate everybody. I actually enjoy working with all of you, and I've enjoyed getting to know each and every single one of y'all throughout the process. And if y'all ever need anything, just give me a holler. WRZT 715.
Yeah, Roger that there, Kirby. You're a great, great addition to the GMRS community here. And WRXD 297 for ID. And I don't know, let's see if Captain Doug's out there listening. Captain Doug, are you out there listening? Okay, let's move to Huntsville, Texas, and see if Huntsville Steve is wired in. Huntsville Steve, are you out there, 609?
WRZT 715 to Dave. I think they're trying to get everybody up right now. The DV switch, you can't transmit, but you can probably hear everything we're saying.
All right, Roger that, Kirby. Thank you. And, yeah, I know Huntsville Steve would love to come in. He loves this network. There's no doubt about it. All right, let's try going west to San Jose, California. 273, Scotty. You there, Scotty?
We got TL 610. Just to let you know, Huntsville Steve was not connected, and he's still not connected. TV switch is connected, but he's not connected. We are TL 610.
All right, roger that there, Mr. Burrell. Thank you for all you do for us, and you do a lot. All right, Scott, 273 San Jose. If you're there, come on in, sir. All right, let's head northwest to Paul in Wisconsin. Paul, 509, I think, 609. Paul in Wisconsin. You there, Paul?
WCCV 506. Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, hey, Paul. It's Dave in West Houston, WRXD 297. And we're just doing an informal roundtable. And the basic question is, what do you like about the Roadkill Nationwide Network?
It's a very good network. Everyone is family out here, like other people have mentioned. And again, thank you for everyone, the work that they do to make sure it's the network that it is. WQJV 506 and happy Easter weekend 2024 to everyone out there.
Yeah, roger that, Mr. Paul. Always a pleasure to talk with you and hear you out there. And so let's see here. Let's go to Sean in Carlos, Texas. Sean, are you out there? All right. Now we're going to open it up for any operator that would like to come in and say howdy. So come on in, and we'd be honored to have you. So I'm going to unkey, and any operator out there anywhere in America, feel free to come on in and give us your name and your location and your call sign.
This is RWM998, Don, Nashville, Texas.
Good evening, Dave.
In California, I'm on Scott's repeater. And my favorite reason why I like the Roadkill Network are the nets, the questions. Man, the first time I heard the net with all those questions, I told Scott I want to be part of it. So anyways, that's what I like about the Roadkill. This is WRYI 816, San Jose, California.
Yeah, roger that, San Jose, California. Thank you for coming in, and I agree with you. The nets are awesome. Bernie does a great round table, and great fun. Okay, I heard Don in Mansfield, and then I believe Lynn from Oak Forest here in Houston. So let's go with Don in Mansfield. Don, Lynn.
Well, thanks to all for holding this impromptu net. That's awesome. That's part of this network that I loved. Our network here locally got pulled off, and talking with Burl, I got my nose going on this network, and you guys are a bunch of great loving guys, and I love it dearly. WRWF 998 on the side.
Yeah, roger that, Don. And, man, you're a great addition to the community. I always enjoy visiting with you. And so now let's move over to Lynn from Oak Forest. Lynn, you out there?
WRTM 762, Lynn in Houston, Oak Forest. Thanks, Dave. Nice job running the impromptu net. My answer is hanging out with Roadkill I grew up North Mississippi and then moved to Texas after 22 years and been here 46. And so I've learned a lot from about life in Louisiana from guys over there, like, you know, what's better is Tony's Hatcheries or Slap Your Mama? Do you put tomatoes in the gumbo? Can you put crawfish tails in your gumbo? You know, and things like that, along with some help in retirement from you and Bernie. So, good stuff, always entertaining. Back to you, sir, WRT in 760.
Yeah, roger that, Lynn. We sure get to hear about excellent food out of Louisiana. There's no doubt about it. And, yeah, I got to get over there and get me some of that pretty doggone quick. So, yes, sir. All right. I don't want to tie up the network too long, but maybe we can get a couple more people in and then wrap up this informal net and normal traffic can resume. So, anyways, BJ, are you out there listening, BJ? Would you like to come in?
Break.
Yes, sir. Come on in, break.
Good evening, sir. This is WRFTA 28. Just wanted to give a shout out to everybody out there. And say happy Easter, and hope everybody has a great weekend.
Yeah, hey there, Chris. You're a founder of the Roadkill Nationwide Network. All the thanks in the world to you, sir, along with the Roadkill team for all that you do for us out here. And thank you so much, Chris.
Oh, man, you know, it's a pleasure to be able to have everybody out there talking. And our team, that's what it's all about, to make sure that we have communications when we need it. You know, it's fun when everything's going well. But, you know, the important part of the whole system is to make sure we have communications when things are not going well and we can still make that connection and help each other out. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, roger that, Chris. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Let's try George, Crystal Beach, but he may be in Grimes County, so Texas. So, Mr. George, are you out there? WRVP 672. This is WRXD 297. All right, let's move up to Ray, Upshur County, 320. Ray, are you listening this evening? Okay, let's see. Let's do the wild card, and then we'll end this. Let's get two more operators anywhere in America. Come on in.
Crystal from New Jersey.
Yeah, roger that, New Jersey. There was a double there, but I picked you out. So come on in and give me your name, your call sign, and I know you're in New Jersey. So come on in, and the question is, what do you like about the Roadkill Nationwide Network? Or anything interesting you want to talk about?
WRUW970, Crystal from New Jersey. I just like the fact that everyone is so helpful. Everyone has been great with me just getting my note up. So I like the way it's like a family.
Yeah, roger that, Crystal. How long have you been in the GMRS?
Well, I got my license about a year and a half ago, and I got my first radio about the same time. But it was my neighbor Harold who told me about the Roadkill Network.
Oh, way cool, man. Harold, yeah, he is an awesome guy. Wow, what a gentleman he is. Well, I'll tell you, it's just an honor to have you as part of the community. I don't know if I've heard you out there before, but I look forward to talking to you in the future. And is there anything else you'd like to say, or is there anyone that you would like to call out to?
I don't really know anyone except for Harold. I'm still a newbie, but I really am enjoying it. It's great. I just think it's awesome.
Yeah, roger that. Well, thanks a million for coming in, Crystal. And I believe there was one other person that was doubling with Crystal. And if you're out there, come on in now.
WSGX 431, Allen in Louisiana.
Yeah, hey there, Louisiana. I believe you said Allen. Hopefully I got that. And come on in, sir, and tell us what you like about the Roadkill Nationwide Network or anything interesting you'd like to share.
Yeah, that's correct. Allen on this in Louisiana. I tell you what, man, as a longtime ham operator, I have to say, you know, I've just recently got my DMRS license, and I didn't realize that there was actually a network that was connected coast to coast and what have not. And I think it's actually a really great idea, especially, if something arises and you need to talk to somebody that's, you know, further out. The only way to do it, you know, it's there. But definitely, actually today, interesting thing today, I was coming out the grocery store, and the guy that actually has the repeater here in my town, he stopped me because he saw the antennas on my vehicle, and asked me if I was into GMRS, and I met him. His name is Mike. I don't remember his call sign off the top of my head, but it was actually really nice to meet somebody already, you know, and I didn't even meet him over, you know, through the radio.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, that's really cool to run into someone out there who's also familiar with the GMRS. And then I think a lot of operators tell their friends and people they run into about it because, hey, we all like it. And why not? Why not share something good with people that we know? So, okay, great hearing from you out there, and thank you for coming in. And I'm not going to tie up the network any longer, but I think it was somewhat successful, relatively successful. I hope everyone enjoyed it, and I do want to thank everyone who took the time to key up and come in. And so at this time, we will return to normal operations. And this is WRXD 297, Dave in West Houston, Texas, wishing everyone a wonderful evening.
We are TM640. Good job, Dave. Thank you, sir. That was good, buddy. Oh, have a good night. I'm going back out of here. It's bedtime. Good job, Dave. We are TM640.
WRN Z342. Am I a little too late to, so Mike coming in to say hello to you guys?
Too late.
Hey, come in. There's a lot of people still out here listening. Here we go, TL-610.
Okay. Yeah, it must be too late then. Okay. Well, Dave, you have a fine one if you can hear me. This is WRNG342. Stephanie out here in Holland, Ohio. And maybe the next time you guys do it, I might check in. All right, I'm listening.
Great.
There's plenty of us out here still listening. WRXW977 would love to hear your comment. Come on back.
Talking about me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, now, my name is Stephanie, and yes, I do enjoy the roadkill. I need to figure out how to go from repeater to different towns and stuff like that, and I will, that's why I'm listening to these, to you guys, and to give you a little bit of information about me. Yes, I've been on GMRS for almost 7 years. I used to belong to a club, and it was called the Friendly Amateur Radio Team. I forgot exactly what it was called. But anyway, it was on number 2, GMRS 2. And all at once that place just fell apart. There was a lot of goofballs that were on there, and you couldn't talk to anybody. So I appreciate you guys getting everything, you know, up here to where it seems like I feel like I'm, you know, I'm somebody out here. Plus on top of it all, like I said, there's like, I think his name is, I'm thinking what his name is again. It's, Rick. But anyway, he's out there. He owns his own repeater out there in Michigan, over at Iowa Lake. I met him, and he's a real good guy and everything else like that. I got a net tenor for him, so. Yeah, you guys all been good. I really appreciate, this club. So you guys, take it easy, and back to you guys.
WRSG-X-431, WRJI-546, Mount Airline. Yeah, go ahead, 431. All right. Man, I'm the guy who met you at the grocery store. Just come in, just as you teed up, just turn the radio on. Look, I'm going to give you my phone number. You got a pencil and paper?
I got something a little bit more permanent than that, I guess, to help them.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
All right, go ahead with it.
Oh,
man, Mike, that's the White House phone number.
Go with the last four in the number, Mike.
5479.
All right, I got it. I'll give you that.
All right, man. Give me a 21 when you can. And top of the evening to everybody out there. How you doing, Chris? Good to hear you. Everybody out there, man. I'll be waiting for that 21. That's what you're on. 546-107.
WSAZ-797-WRAL-242-2. One more time. WSAZ-797-WRAL. 242, Toby, you there? Negative copy, WSAV 797 on the side.
Okay, WRN-B342, I'm listening. Well, it seems like everybody started talking, and now it's all quiet. Everybody wants to go back to bed, or they're just getting ready for Easter or something. you know, they're ready to, they're heading on the road or something. With that, this is WRN D342. Listen.
Hey, 342 WRZP 715. We still out here. I was just listening.
Good, that's good. Yeah. I heard this little meet net going on, and I was doing a few things. And then when I got out there, it looks like they just closed it up before I could really, yeah, do it. But anyway, I'm back out here. Just wanted to say hello to everybody who is out here. And that, so I was just getting ready to go back and watch another horror movie on my phone.
And for WRZP 715 to Al, you still out there?
WSEZ 797. Al, what's up, sir?
Not too much. Thanks for all your help earlier. I wanted to thank you for that. What you doing?
I'm going to send Toby an email, and I'm having, like, massive... Yeah, that's very funny. I'm having really weird internet issues, man. I'm dropping off my Wi-Fi. I'm from 5G to 4G, and then no signal at all. I mean, this has never happened before. It's not my night.
Man, it's got to be them solar flares. I'm telling you, they even put on the WDSU page last week. So, you know, those things don't stop for a while. They usually take a good 15 days to stop.
Yeah, I was watching something last night about that on YouTube. Have you ever heard of that, YouTube?
Could you spell it for me? Like just a word, YouTube, or like a U and tube, T-U-B-E. I've never heard about that. Is that French?
Oh boy. All right, I'm back on the side. WSAZ 797.
Hey, 10-4. I'm out here if y'all want to talk. Just holler at me. Kirby, WRZP 715.
715, you got to get Shannon and see if she can get the crystal.
With Crystal, who's that now?
I looked and said she was in there with the round table and she'd be a good candidate to get in there with the ladies' notes.
10-4. I'll let Shannon know.
I didn't catch her call there, but I think it was Crystal. But, all right. I know they're looking for people who got that note, so good candidate. All right, I'll take it easy. I got to go to bed, man. I'm too old for this. WZX776. Good night.
10-4. I hope you don't turn into a pumpkin. I hope all the rumors aren't true.
Santa Claus don't turn into pumpkins.
Man, you gotta let that go. You don't look like him. I know Santa Claus, and you don't look like him.
Just what they tell me, I don't know. That's because I'm fat, I don't know.
Well, you see, I go out with an elf, and she used to work for Santa. And she lost a job there and then got a job baking cookies and burned the place down. And then she got sent down here, but she knows Santa and she said that's not the real Santa when she saw you, so there's that.
Santa wasn't an imposter. All right, y'all take it easy. I got to get out of here. I'm falling asleep, man, holding this radio. Y'all let it. WRZX 776. Go on.
WSDT 715.
WRYW618, Unit 2, calling us at 715, Curvy.
WRZP715.
Yes, sir. Who was that little elf you was referring to? You better not be talking about my friend.
You know Santa, too. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, sir. What I'm trying to tell you is I have ears and I'd be listening.
Oh, you're an elf, too. I gotcha.
You keep on acting funny. You know your birthday coming up, right?
Yeah, I've been really good this year.
All right, you better be on your best behavior. WRYW618 on the side listening.
What happened there, 297, Dave? Did you lose control all over this, or what? WRKH, 273.
WSAQ 479 to 618 Unit 2. Church is speaking. Yes, girl, I got your bag. Yes, ma'am, I see that. I missed some. But, yeah, he likes to talk about those elves. Yeah, I think if we're talking about height, I fit in that category, too.
Oh, yes, and he's always saying that I'm the elf, and I work for Santa Claus, and he's sick.
All right, 479-620-2 is back on the road. I was just picking a daughter from work. I'll catch up with you later. WRYW618 Unit 2 on the side listening.
Roger that. Talk to you later. WFAQ479 on the side listening. WSAQ479, I just wanted to say to everyone out there listening, I hope y'all have a happy and safe Easter and Easter weekend. 479 on the side, thank you.
WRYW618 479 7, do you have a copy of this radio?
A copy.
Okay, how are you coming through, Santa? A lot of static in the background?
Just a little static. Come back again. Let me see you hear it again.
WRYW618, testing 1, 2, 3.
You can hear everything vocally, but it's static behind us.
Try one more time, maybe too late. WSAZ 797 Alpha Lima in New Orleans calling.